Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
So today we had an alarm of fire come in at 12:17 in the afternoon, and First Two Companies came in to investigate. They found fire on the second floor of Paul William Belt's, the three-story building that was built in the mid-60s. Not necessarily, didn't have to be sprinkler back then, and also no standpipe. So they laid in lines, and 12:17, they went to a second alarm at 12:24, followed by a third and a fourth alarm going off at 1:04. They laid in lines, fought aggressively, backed out because of the conditions. Fire moved to, from the second to the third to the fourth, or to the roof, I'm sorry. And currently, the fire is still not under control, but they do have both buildings on either side, what we would call the two and the four exposures, are protected and safe as we roll right now. There's four alarm companies, so there's approximately 100 men and women for the Buffalo Fire Department fighting the fire currently.
Can you tell us about anyone hurt? Is everyone okay?
Currently, there are no injuries. Both exposure buildings, everyone's self-evacuated. The main fire building, as far as we know, currently everyone's self-evacuated, and as far as we know right now, no fire department injuries either.
Did any of those folks that came out tell you how this started?
We do not know any cause or origin as of now. The fire is still not under control, so they're still working on that. As soon as the fire is knocked down, they will start a full investigation.
Nobody said anything, like we left something in the microwave or something
I do not know.
Yeah. Is there any possibility that it started in the kitchen? Does sound
like it may have started in the kitchen on the second floor. I cannot confirm that, though. I have not been in the building.
You were talking about the buildings on either side, and there's a great deal of interest. Both of them historic.
Absolutely.
What's the status of them again?
Currently, they're both fine.
Yeah.
We actually have lines laid into both buildings, as the commissioner will talk about. So we have fire crews in both buildings next door on the number two and number four side exposure, with live lines, with firemen watching the walls just in case something were to happen through any openings that there was of what's, and there's no issue right now whatsoever.
What is burning so much? I mean, I hear it's a law firm, lots of paper.
Lots of paper. So the,
is that it?
An office building, right? Papers, desks, everything that you would find in your typical business class office is a huge contents fire. And again, because it was built in the, as an office, as a three-story, specifically a three-story office building in the mid-60s, there was no need for sprinklers or standpipes. So the men and women of the Buffalo Fire Department are doing an amazing job right now. But, you know, a newer building with sprinklers, it would have been a different story, but that's not the case from when it was built in the situation it was built in.
Was the office open at the time?
It was.
See, people were in there had to evacuate.
We do not know that number right now. I got called in. The commissioners and the guys that are on scene are working diligently, making sure that the fire gets under control first. Then they will start a full investigation as to specific numbers and the specific cause and origin.
It looks like they're breaking out the window. Are they trying to break through some sort of cinder block or brick or something?
There is some issues up in the third floor that we're not exactly aware of yet. We're looking into it as they go. But yes, there's an issue where they're trying to have a hard time hitting the seat of the fire.
This afternoon, a lot of the backing everybody up. Can you talk about that?
Sure. So when the First Two engine company got in and they went up with the First Two engine, First Two truck and the chief, they found the fire conditions on the second floor, and the conditions became untenable very quickly. And so meaning pre-backdraft kind of. And so they backed out to go defensive. And that's when the fire was allowed to go from the second to the third to the roof.
Buildings surrounding have already been evacuated. How much did the wind affect that as far as
not not crazy with the wind, but both buildings right now are safe on either side of it.
It's supposed to rain like hell in about an hour. Would that help?
No. Okay. Unfortunately.
I know it's empty. It's like to tell here, but I mean, looking at this building right now, do you see it deeming it as a total loss?
I couldn't speak to that. That would be a commissioner issue.
We are always looking at public safety first. Obviously, Buffalo Fire Department is here for safety. When I heard it was this building on fire, immediately, the Guarantee Building came to mind. We know this is a treasure, the city of Buffalo, a national treasure, one of the first skyscrapers, incredibly important building from a historic point of view. So obviously, life safety is always first. After that, are these buildings okay? Right now, there is no anticipated danger to either the Guarantee Building or the Verizon Building on the other side of the fire. As the fire chief said, they have water lines charged in the buildings, both the Guarantee Building and the Verizon Building, with firefighters standing by. So God forbid the fire did start to spread to those buildings, it could be put out quickly. So we do not see any danger right now to the Guarantee Building or the Verizon Building. In a supporting role, the Department of Permit and Inspection Services brought in, we're bringing in an excavator so that if the fire department needs help accessing hotspots, we can help and get in there. We may need to turn off fuel, natural gas to the area. So we ask businesses and residents around the area to be patient with us, and we will keep you informed of any anticipated outings of gas. So please be patient while we deal with this and put out the fire, and obviously life safety first and then saving these historic treasures, making sure they're not in danger.
Commissioner, we have a question.
Yeah, some things, well, I guess we'll go back to the 2 year. So do we foresee this building to be possibly total loss? And then there's also been some concern about asbestos, if you can address that.
So there's no way of knowing these things until we deal with the dangerous situation first. First, we want to stop the spread of fire. The fire department is all hands on deck right now. There are professionals who are going to take care of this situation, then we'll assess the condition of the building at that point.
Commissioner, explain the situation with the sprinkler system you got. There was no sprinklers in the building, is that correct?
There were not sprinklers in the building, and I haven't had a chance to go back and look at the records, but most likely it was built prior to, you know, in an older code where that would not have been required.
Grandfathered in to not have to have that.
Well, it also has to do with the height of the building, so there's a few considerations, but it would have been built as a code compliant building when it was constructed.
Just to follow up on my colleague's question, and the folks over there got an email that got evacuated from the old cop shop there, the apartments, and they said because of concerns about asbestos burning in either one of you, confirm that, or is that a concern that there's asbestos in that vintage 1960s building, and that's a concern?
Anytime there's a fire in the city, we would always, you know, ask people to not be in the area if they don't have to for any reason. No one wants to breathe in smoke. At this point, we do not have a current asbestos survey of the building. While it's possible that there may have been some asbestos-containing materials in the building, at this point, we do not know that, and it's like any other fire that we would experience in the city.
Someone just explain, you know, because every time we look, the smoke looks different. There, it gets thinner and white, and then it gets darker. Can you explain, like, what's happening and why that's changing?
I'm not an expert on fire, so I'll defer to the fire chief.
So the main body of fire seems like currently it started on the second floor, right in the middle, and it's a very hard building to access that fire because of the building on the left side and right side, which we would call the number 2 and number 4 side. So we're mostly fighting the fire from above right now because it burned through the roof, and we're not always hitting the seat of the fire. So sometimes we're knocking the fire down as we're trying to because we're not in there currently. We're not risking. There's no life safety issue in the building, so there's no firemen in that one building, the main structure, currently. We're fighting it from outside. So sometimes you're not always hitting the seat of the fire. When you're hitting the seat of the fire, we're getting steam. That's the white smoke. When you're seeing darker smoke, that's materials in the building, that fire load that is currently burning.
And has the part of that building collapsed in there?
It hadn't when last I was over there. So there was no collapse that we weren't intentionally deconstructing safely as we're working to get access of water to the fire. I haven't turned around since I've been over here. So
I've been looking.
Talk about the scene right now. Fortunately, we've seen massive fires like this in downtown Buffalo in less than a year.
So every fire, Buffalo is an older city, and so every older city in America has fires that we deal with the situation. Buildings were built under different codes. Sprinklers are a godsend, and they weren't required back in 1965. So I think we just deal with fires as they come. The men and women of the Buffalo Fire Department do an amazing job to keep the residents of the city of Buffalo safe and everyone that comes from Greater Western New York. And that's what you're seeing right here is you're seeing a great effort of a four-alarm fire, 100-plus men and women. We backfilled the city. So we call in reserve men and women to work overtime to backfill the city so that every neighborhood in the city is currently safe, so no one's at a greater risk because of what's going on here. There are people out there to keep everyone else safe from any other emergency.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you.
All right. That is the update from the city of Buffalo, 303 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Tom Puckett will synopsize everything. We're in breaking news mode. Four-alarm fire at the Paul William Belts Law Firm in downtown Buffalo. And we'll make way for Tom Puckett and the news, the 3 o'clock news coming your way 3 minutes late, but I'm pretty sure you understand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.